This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tensions are strained in the Middle East after the latest series of deadly strikes by Israel. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson tells us how the U.S. is responding.
The Pentagon on Sunday announced more muscle movements of forces to the Middle East ahead of a potential attack on Israel from Iran and Iran-backed groups. Secretary Austin told his Israeli counterpart that the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier with its sophisticated F-35 jets will accelerate its transit to the Middle East, and that the guided missile submarine USS Georgia will also head that way. These are just the latest in a series of forces the U.S. has announced are going to the region to deter a wider war.
Iran, Hamas, and Hezbollah have vowed retaliation for attacks that have killed their leaders. Former President Donald Trump's campaign says Iran is behind a recent hack of documents. CBS News intelligence reporter Olivia Gazis says other countries are also trying to interfere.
As much as the focus today is on Iran, intelligence officials have actually said that Russia continues to pose the preeminent threat in 2024. They are active, they are aggressive, they are increasingly reaching for tools that boost the efficacy and sophistication of the campaigns that they're launching. And as with the case in Iran, intelligence officials aren't explicit about whose campaign they're intervening to undermine or boost.
Homeowners and home buyers are getting some relief as mortgage rates start to come down.
Many homeowners, eager to take advantage of lower rates on 15-year fixed mortgages, are rushing to refinance. Applications jumped 16% from last week and nearly 60% from a year ago. The Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates next month, which could bring lower mortgages.
At one point, I had 10 clients that were looking to buy, and they wanted to wait for a while.
But you might not want to wait. Experts say there's no magic rate to put out the welcome mat for buyers. Elise Preston, CBS News, Burbank, California.
The Olympic Summer Games in Paris are over, and American athletes cleaned up, taking home 35 more medals than any other country, including 40 gold.
The Olympics did end in controversy. American gymnast Jordan Chiles was ordered to return her bronze medal in the floor exercise after the highest court in sports ruled a boost of her score following an inquiry was invalid because the request was made 4 seconds too late, moving her back to fifth place. U.S. Olympic officials say they'll appeal. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
The place the Olympics were born, Greece, is having another summer of wildfires. Near Athens, evacuation orders are underway. Officials say the flames have been moving fast toward Lake Marathon, an important reservoir supplying Athens with water. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A husband and wife face off at the box office.
Hollywood power couple Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's movies went head-to-head this weekend, and it was close. But Deadpool and Wolverine stayed on top, earning $54.2 million in ticket sales, surpassing the billion-dollar mark worldwide.
Let's go!
It's only the second rated R movie to do it, after The Joker.
What's your name?
Lily.
Lively's new movie, It Ends With Us, not far behind domestically this weekend. It made $50 million for second place. Twisters landed in third. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Well, Disney made some big announcements at its D23 convention over the weekend. The company is expanding its cruise line, adding four new ships between 2027 and 2031. Disney's also adding new attractions to its theme parks, including an Avatar experience at its Disneyland Anaheim location and new sections dedicated to Disney's villains at the Magic Kingdom in Florida. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the low 60s. 80 with partly sunny skies on your Monday. Monday night, clear skies and a 63 overnight low. For Tuesday, sunshine, 79. Sunny and 78 for Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms, 76.
It's 64 at our studios.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of out of town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Flint. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. Here is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm, oh yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. Sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Time is on my side, yes it is.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Can buy, but I never, never. sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love me.
There's nothing like the way these timeless hits sound on AM radio late at night, the way you first heard them on 1400 AM WRJN. But if you're looking for that bright, clear sound on FM, you can find them there too. Local news and timeless hits, also heard on 99.9 and 98.1 FM, along with our historic 1400 AM WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Little does she know that when she left say it one time.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Abortion is a big issue on the campaign trail. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was asked about the issue on Face the Nation. CBS News' Christian Benavides has those details.